Welcome to the Frybrer Podcast. We're back after a long hiatus, and we'll cover a lot of ground in this episode, starting with two franchises that we all have very, very strong feelings about, Star Wars and How I Met Your Mother. David and Lucas will run the gauntlet trying to tell a story, and then we'll touch on Saved by the Bell and finish thing up with some pilots. I'll mention for our new listeners that the Frybrer Podcast still contains lots of alcohol and adult language. You can check out the homework at frybrary.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at frybrary. If you like what you hear, please leave us a rating on iTunes, although we know that doesn't actually do anything. With that, please enjoy episode 31 of the Frybrary Podcast. Two girls, one cup was manageable.
We are now.
Are we recording now?
We're recording now.
We're recording now. You want to start us off? Want to get us going? Are we ready
to
do this?
Should we do this?
Let's do this.
All right, let's do this. Welcome to the Frybrary Podcast. It's a Friday. We're at the library. It's a Frybrary. This is April, March.
This is
February. The
February
15th.
The 1-5.
It's been
the
a while.
Day after. The day after the day of love.
It is. I don't care for February, so I kind of jump ahead to April.
Because of the cold, or because of the Cupid,
or because you hate Black History Month? Which one is it?
Wow!
Ouch!
Wow!
Ouch!
The first thing edited out of the podcast. He actually loves it and likes it. I will say it's interesting. I appreciate it now and like it so much more now than I did when I was younger.
The cold?
No, Black History Month.
I enjoy Black History Month.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Very cool.
Very much so.
Frederick Douglass, fantastic role model. I think they should take everyone off of Mount Rushmore and just put Frederick Douglass there.
Eat the mic.
I'm sort of serious. If it was
I'm
free,
a Teddy
I'd
Roosevelt fan.
It. I'd go for it if it were free.
Don't forget George Washington Carver.
I think we should declare a national emergency and do that. Because that's what we do now. That's what we do now. We declare national emergencies. We're diving right into it, aren't we? Well, let's introduce ourselves.
As always, I'm Josh. To my left, we have
Connor,
Kevin,
Steve,
part-time David,
Lucas,
Angie.
All right, we got a full crew here. You'll notice no Ava. Sorry, Ava. We miss you, Ava.
Sorry, Ava.
Ava is kicking butt in Houston volleyball. She's taking the whole city, maybe the state, by storm. Doing that volleyball
thing. She can take the city and not give it back. That'd be fine.
It is kind of a crap city, isn't it?
Crap city, crap airport.
Yep, a lot of
crap people.
A lot of humidity.
To be honest.
Lucas, tell us about it.
Houston sucks.
Lucas, not a fan of Houston. It's a rough city. It's a tough place. So let's talk about the homework. Who did the homework? Did we get some homework done?
48%.
I did some homework.
Connor did 40%.
48%.
48%.
Part of the homework.
David did a partial, keeping his traditional
100%.
Thank you. You're right here. My man right there. Angie? Angie,
Angie
nods
the homework.
Yes. Josh says
yes.
Yes. Kevin says
I did some of it twice.
Thank you.
Because it was sent out too early.
You're so good. Yeah, it's my fault.
It was just
100%
right.
Your fault.
We had a lot of good stuff on the homework, I thought. So we got some pilots to cover. We got a lot of different things to hit. It's been a while since we've been together. Since we podcasted last, we've had a Festivus.
Yep.
We've had a Stay the Night Brary.
Yep.
We've had a Vegas trip.
Yep.
Probably some other things I don't remember.
Probably.
A lot of stuff went on. A lot of different shenanigans. But here we are. We're back here now. If the listeners could only, the YouTube audience can see that Kevin's lip syncing to Billy Joel right now. But
I'm moving out.
If anyone else could see that, it's pretty phenomenal. So, speaking of the homework, we're going to start us off with the main assignment, Andrew Heaton's podcast. New podcast from Andrew Heaton. I'd sent out before. He used to work for Reason, and he used to do some videos that I thought were really good. And one of those or two of those worked their way into, I think, a homework episode before. And he's broken off and does his own podcast now. He does a daily podcast, which is pretty ambitious.
That's
and it
nuts.
Fills up my damn podcast with all daily. It's an hour or so a day he does. And as you know, I'm a completionist, so I have a very hard time not listening to things all the way through. Right now, I have a backlog of about 100 hours of podcasts to listen to that date back to the start of, really the end of last month, about the 29th of January.
I don't know why you do this to yourself.
Well, I'd like punishment. I'm kind of a masochist.
Opus Dei.
So his podcast, he had an episode there that I thought really fit well with us. And then coincidentally, I looked up, and it was about a year since our Star Wars episode. So what were
it's
anyone's first
long.
Thoughts? I know, isn't that crazy?
The Mace Windu.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. All of it. All of that. So what did you think about the podcast? Those who have read canon.
I like some of the points that it touched on, but the complaints from them about the Star Wars episodes not getting enough into the politics of Star Wars was like saying crime shows don't focus enough on the guys guarding the perimeter of the crime scene. I mean, that's just something that happens while you're there. I mean, it's like, yeah, I was really upset that they didn't get in more into what the Senate did and how their Galactic Senate operated. And so, like, really?
Why aren't they Skyping instead of actually meeting in person?
They can always be holograms.
That's an inconsistency. That's the inconsistency you had with Star Wars.
I didn't say the inconsistency. I said an inconsistency.
Yeah, there were inconsistencies I cared about, and then there's the political stuff.
They're trying to overcomplicate Star Wars.
I don't know.
I think Star Wars is complicated.
Talk to us, Josh.
No, I thought it was interesting. They made some good points about the Senate pre-Empire was not good. So it wasn't some idealistic, you know, utopia that fell to the evil bad guys.
Right. Comes back to, I tell you what was painful about listening to that podcast. They kept coming back to points that Josh has made before and I've disagreed with, and they were making good points for Josh, and that was really hard for me to hear. But they were. It's like the Sith,
swung
not 100% good guys, bad guys.
Yes,
against,
the Grey Jedi.
Yeah. In fact, if you listen to someone who's been a part of the homework on a lot of cases, Tyler Cowan stuff that I've posted, he says flat out the Jedis were the bad guys. The Jedis were the bad guys.
I wouldn't go that far.
They overstretched themselves. They interjected themselves. No one gave them the authority to be what they were.
They were naive.
Corrupt religion.
The Force gave them the authority.
Yeah, that's what they'd have you believe.
Well, the Force gave the Sith stuff too. So,
yeah.
I mean.
But no, they did make a lot of points that you've made before.
And that the references to Darth Plagueis and stuff were all very good. No, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, and they were very well read. So, like, they had. You mentioned he had just read Darth Bane, which is still a great trilogy. Darth Plagueis.
Did you notice? Go ahead.
One thing they didn't point out that is, I don't know if it's still canon or not, but that the Jedi Temple was built on top of a Sith Temple.
Yeah, I don't know what's canon or not anymore. I haven't looked at
a
list recently.
Interesting story.
Because that kind of was used to explain how the Jedi were so. Oblivious to Darth Sidious and some of the other machinations going on is because they were being clouded by, you know, the dark side of the Force that was located below the actual Jedi Temple.
They were sitting on top of the
cell
tower,
and they built it.
Yes.
On the grave. They only moved the headstones.
They didn't move the bodies.
They didn't move the bodies. And I just read, you know, in one of those 15 amazing movie facts that you'll never believe, that those were real skeletons, real human skeletons in the pool.
It's
and
cheaper.
They did not tell
in
the
Star
actress
Wars?
Until after it was over. No, we're on Poltergeist now. Did you listen to that
she
podcast?
She died during a tonsillectomy. They're here, girl. Died during a tonsillectomy. Allergic to the anesthesia.
Oh, did she really? Yeah. That's brutal.
Heather O'Rourke.
That's
just
how
Rourke.
She went?
Yeah.
That's
awful. Yeah, very young age.
So, Carol Ann. Run to the light, Carol Ann.
Can you feel me near you? Yeah.
So I did like how they definitely basically laid it out as obvious fact. They don't even have to elaborate on the fact that Jar Jar Binks is a Dark Lord of the Sith.
Absolutely,
that's such a common thing.
That everyone knows this.
They said that was a horrible fan theory, is what they said in the podcast.
They said it was definitely true.
There's a couple of scenes there that's been well documented. There are scenes showing.
He is.
Showing that.
Definitely is. No doubt about it.
No.
It would be nice. I think you're just. That's for the people who just can't believe that George Lucas would ever make a really, really bad call.
It's a really, really bad call.
Either
way. So either way, I'm accusing him of a bad call by backing out and being
He folded, yeah.
And not, yeah, exactly.
What did you think of the machete cut?
That was interesting. The viewing order.
I did not like it.
I don't know. I think I don't like it either.
You don't. You can't eliminate the first episode.
You can't disregard all of episode one.
Best lightsaber battle.
But that's not what they say. They say that they argue that it wasn't, that it was, he was really critical of that Yoda just flipped around.
No, that was
episode
Yoda.
Three.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
That was, a different episode.
Episode one was
with
Darth
right.
Maul.
No, you're Darth Maul. Yeah,
that is the best.
That is really good. I don't think I'd machete. I wouldn't machete.
No chance.
And I have children. I think about these things.
You should scientific method it. Show one the straight through, one the machete, one the chronological.
So I showed Ava the right way to watch it, which is 3, 4, 5. Four, five, six, yeah. 1, 2, 3, and the rest.
Okay.
And what's interesting is she identified a lot with what they were saying, that their kids or his daughter really loves the new ones. And that's very true, that Ava just loves the new ones, and I appreciate the new ones, but have problems with the new ones, and I see it differently. It is kind of like the age that you're living in.
It's how old you were when you first saw it.
Max saw it as, I think he saw it, he may have seen it, actually, I may have scientific method this, because I think he saw it, we have the box set, and he saw it the one through six, all the way through.
He's going to be a serial killer.
Elise is not allowed to see it because she's a Dark Lord of the Sith.
Yeah.
And if she understands 100%. Her power,
it's too much knowledge.
It would be way bad.
Yeah.
Way bad in my household.
My kid's like 3 the best.
Really?
And it baffles me.
I like 3. I think 3 is underappreciated.
3 is the best of the 1, 2, 3. But
yeah.
3,
the Anakin and Obi-Wan fight.
It's dark, baby. It's dark.
On Mustafar.
I do like when they pointed out that the Obi-Wan and Anakin relationship did seem out of misplaced between
right.
In episode 2, they're very antagonistic. In episode 3, they're buddy-buddy. And then all of a sudden, he turns.
Right. All of a sudden.
Although, I did think it was funny how they chose to attack the Hayden Christensen Anakin and not the Jake Lloyd Anakin from episode 1. Like, people who like the pod racing.
But he's
a
child.
They mentioned, though, that he's also like a side character in the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for the 7-hour
pod racing.
Well,
I do like how they point out the hypocrisy and the lack of human rights or whatever respect that they have slavery throughout everything. And like I'm a Jedi and you know what, I could stop this, but what the fuck? I'm just gonna go about my business and do my own thing.
They can't stop the entire culture
They've got their ivory tower to go sit in.
They could save at least one.
I mean it's states' rights, man.
Here they are right in front of you.
Planetary rights.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So you want the federal government to come in and tell you how to
I'm saying when wrongdoing's in front of you,
you
can't say that
it's not wrong in their culture.
All right.
No, that's
wrong.
That's because the Force is not good and evil.
There we go. Now he's on his soapbox, boys. There we go.
The dark side is not inherently evil.
Evil.
It's about seeking power.
Yeah.
Through power, their chains are broken.
Exactly.
It's part of the Sith. The
I have a question about Star Wars.
Okay.
After Episode 9 comes out, how would you show the next generation in order? When you factor in Rogue One and Solo, what sequencing would you do on the ordering? Would you still do 4, 5, 6 and then go back to 1, 2, 3? Where does Rogue One fit in there?
I think so.
I think you could maybe show Rogue One before.
No. Episode 4. That's an argument. I could see the point. I see the point.
Because there's
really no force
involved in Rogue One for the most part.
Right.
So you wouldn't be spoiling anything of episode 4 by showing Rogue One first.
Yeah, exactly. I think the matter of them being like, oh shit, like that's what happened.
When I figured out they're gonna die, that was like almost crying.
I knew going into it they were gonna die because they said.
Well, I know, but like it really figured. You really see what's gonna happen.
Rogue One was amazing.
So
I think
it would be a surprise if they die in the end of Rogue One.
It would.
If spoiler alert.
Oh,
if you haven't seen episode 4.
Right.
But if you have and you caught the part where Mon Mothma said, we lost people getting these plans.
Even
blah,
for
blah.
Ava, she didn't know. I think. Or
and those weren't Bothans anyway.
Well, that was episode 6 for the new Death Star.
I think you've got
still,
a good
they
point.
They need to do one of those.
But I still wouldn't do it that way. Because to the point you guys are making that the significance of Rogue One is really played out by what you know from the others, but maybe most importantly because the story of Star Wars, the essence of Star Wars, is Darth Vader, and it's the entire story starting at 4, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. And yeah. I think that really just 4, 5, 6. Like if you only can show somebody three movies, it's 4, 5, 6.
Obviously, but here's another thing.
Because the shock of I'm your father, Luke. You know, if you watch it straight through,
but Rogue One doesn't involve that at all.
I know.
Here's another thought, though. The end of Rogue One.
Oh, I'd show Smokey and the Bandit first, too.
At the end of Rogue One, where Vader gets on Leia's ship and just starts massacring those guys.
Right.
And showing, like, his violent side. You don't see any of that in 4, 5, and 6, really. You don't know that why people are so scared of Darth Vader. But when you see the end of Rogue One, where he gets on the ship and just starts destroying fools,
I don't know.
Then you're like, holy shit, Vader is like legit bad guy.
Yes. You had the imagination, though. Yeah. Right. You were like, you were told he's about us. You don't need to see it.
As a small child,
I needed
my recurring nightmare of Darth Vader started after episode 4, which was the number one, the first one for me. Yeah. When that door opens and everyone moves to the side, these stormtroopers, and that motherfucker walks down the aisle,
breathing?
I knew this is the shit. This guy's bad. I don't want to mess with him. And I'm not fucking with you. Recurring nightmare. I'm not kidding. It, like, all the time. Like he was chasing me, and I couldn't get away from him. And, like, it's one of those dreams where you aren't stable and you can't run. Yep. And you're trying to hide, but all of a sudden you're shaking out, and you're out, oh, no, now I'm standing in the middle of everything, and they can see me. Like, I've revealed myself from my hiding place, and there's Darth Vader.
And he's walking and still keeping up with you.
Exactly, still keeping up with me. I can't run fast enough. Oh,
so if you're going to show it to in 10 years, you're going to show it to a grandkid.
All right. Hold off there,
okay,
Chuck.
15 years. You're going to show it to a grandkid.
10 years I'm going to have a grandkid old enough to see a movie?
Yeah,
what are you accusing Ava of?
High school's high school, man. Babies having babies.
Babies having babies.
So at 24, she's had a kid. How old do you have to be to see Star Wars? My God.
I started at 5.
Yeah, 5.
Or 4.
All right, so at 19, she's going to have a kid. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey,
you
have
may
you seen
not
the neighborhood?
Stranger things have happened.
He may be a new number one enemy for Ava right here, not you anymore, Kevin.
15 years down the road. Anyway,
irregardless, high school is.
Irregardless, you're going to show 4, 5, 6, and then where
I
do you fit in Rogue One? Where do you fit in 1, 2, 3?
I finally saw Han Solo.
Where do you fit in Solo?
I think after.
After.
I think it's got to be
after.
After? Yeah.
Gotta
Connor
after.
Says after. I think after.
Got to be after.
I think it's got to be after. You don't think so?
Them order that they deserve to be.
You're going to machete this thing up.
No, I'm going to come up with a better name than machete.
Okay. He's going to butter knife it.
Scalpel this thing. I don't know. I'm not totally sold about it. I think you got a point. I mean, I could be persuaded.
Shelby
thinks
opposite of me.
What does she think?
Shelby likes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Really?
That's what she prefers.
That doesn't work because the whole Vader.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Empire Strikes Back thing doesn't work.
She doesn't have good taste, I guess.
Although one thing I did like that they did bring up.
Or no culture. I don't know which it is.
Irregardless, she. One thing that I like that they brought up in the podcast was that how the innovation slows under that kind of totalitarian regime.
Yes, I pointed that out years and years ago. I pointed it out.
Long as Steve gets his credit, we're all happy.
Yeah,
everyone get that.
How the technology was so much greater in 1, 2, and 3 because everything went. You know, they all, when the government runs something, it goes to crap,
right,
Steve?
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
I agree.
But no, that's why everything was so much cooler in the
It really,
in the first
it really
three.
Bothered me when that happened, and then I figured it out. Like, oh wait, this actually makes sense.
Oh, you could have just asked me. But even like
I pointed it out.
Even lightsaber fighting techniques went downhill under the
a lot
Empire.
Of skills and technology are lost. A lot of things are lost in Dark Ages. So you like it? That was good. That was good. Has anybody re-listened to our first Star Wars episode?
That's a good point. Yeah, actually, no, I didn't.
You should. It was a good one. It was
a
really
good
one. Speaking of you and pessimism, did you Did you see how the world is getting better? Did you look at the poverty.io?
Yeah, no, I'm totally good with it. Yeah, that's awesome? Fine. I'm indifferent,
escaping
but yeah.
Did those graphics work on your Samsung when the numbers were rolling up and down?
I don't do homework.
Oh, no, yeah, little people were running out to symbolize the escape from poverty.
I don't know if it worked on your Samsung.
Lucas. I don't do homework on my phone.
But he does do the homework.
Wow.
Unlike some millennials.
Was it?
Shade.
Was it hard to watch it on your watch? Was it hard to do the
homework?
No,
it worked out just fine.
So did anyone
Siri
check
just
out
explained everything to me.
Ideas for yeah, Siri, what interpret this for me. Ideas for librarians and the Marion Tupi interviews. You should listen to those. Hear about how it's all getting better. It's all getting better.
I'll believe whoever. I'm not going to live in the future for the most part. So
you're
going to
like it.
Whether it's awful or
you're
going to
be disappointed
great,
that you don't live
I
in the
got
future.
No dog
and
in the fight.
And appreciate the fact that you do live now and
unlike
not
Michael
in
Vick.
The past. I thought there was some really good.
Too soon?
That's really too soon, bro. No, the Tupi interviews
it's,
are really good.
Pronounced teepee.
It's not
teepees.
The 52 things learned. There were two of them by Ken Hendricks and Tom Whitwell. Those are pretty interesting. It made me want to do one like a 52 things, which is obviously the you know. On average, one a week. I don't know if he actually got one a week.
You should read the DC Comics New 52.
That would be one thing for one week. That would be one of
my
52 things that I
learned. It would take you a lot more. There were 52 new titles introduced. They reset the entire universe.
I would make all of that one thing. I would say that I learned one thing.
It's going to take you a long time.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. There were some pretty good.
Retconned it, too.
Some pretty interesting 52 things learned. I think you would learn a lot, Kevin, by reading those things.
Saying I'm dumb. That's original.
You said you did it twice, and yet you didn't do the 52 things.
I said I did some of the homework twice, meaning the jams. The
so,
jams and the initial
so you did
podcast.
The jams? You jammed up?
Some of them twice.
So what'd you think of the jams?
Let's
talk about the jam-os.
They weren't as bad as usual, I'm proud to say.
Thank you, I think. So the first one was, how do you say it?
Not a fan. Winnetka
Bowling League on the five. You liked it? Angie liked it. Angie's got great taste in music,
I like the chorus. The verses weren't very good.
You don't,
the
you don't
chorus
like the
was pretty good.
You don't like the verses?
Yeah.
I think the chorus is the best part, but
yeah.
I like the verses. Okay, what do you think, David? Did you do that part?
So I focused on my story, and I did nothing else.
Okay. He focused on his part of the homework, which he had already done.
I'm a very selfish man.
So when you said you did some of the homework, you didn't do a homework.
I watched 28 damn DVDs. I did my homework.
You created the homework. You were the inspiration of the homework. Josh, what did you think of the song?
I dug it. I like it.
Thank you. Connor, did you listen to it?
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you. So,
my favorite jam was the beginning.
So many mics going into her face.
Was the commercial?
I said mic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The commercial that started the podcast, the caffeinated shrimp. That was my favorite jam.
No. Crab dip. Caffeinated crab dip.
Oh,
that was
caffeinated.
I did not.
So
I did not care for any of that. That was
really?
Awful.
It was
Why?
Way too long.
That was the worst part of the podcast.
No, that was my favorite. But I really enjoyed that.
He starts every podcast with a fake sponsor. He's had.
Should have made it much shorter.
Okay, you need to go to the first one when he does the horseless diner and the horse diner. And it kind of rivals.
Don't bring your horses.
Diner. People, I've been over this many times. And right now he's on a kick of a homicide pill. It will stop you from committing homicide. He has the underwater bank. That's a pretty good one.
That sounds like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do with us to come up with some fake sponsors just
these
like that.
These are good
that's
fake. These are, he's got juice. Really good fake sponsors.
Maybe ours cannot be as long as his.
It was entirely too long.
Wow.
It was pretty long.
It was like 4.5 minutes of singing about caffeinated crab dip.
You should. They're all different. You should listen to
them. That's what makes
it
good, dude. When you commit to it.
That's right. You got to commit. You got to go all the way through. So the next one, there were two versions of this. One was Marvin Gaye. No, Smokey Robinson.
No, it was Smokey Robinson.
Oh, thank you. Cruisin'. And the other was, I had totally forgotten that, but
duets.
It came up as a suggestion. Huey Lewis and Gwyneth Paltrow
from
singing
Duets.
Cruisin'.
Much
what
better.
Was that from?
Duets, the movie Duets.
I've
he
seen
was
the
her
movie, I don't
father.
Remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, I don't
remember karaoke.
Anything else
karaoke
about the
contest.
It was a karaoke movie. It was
a
all
national
about a
contest and a karaoke.
God.
It was kind of like those two, a father and daughter doing that song was like when George Michael and his aunt
it was super
did,
creepy.
Did Afternoon Delight
yeah.
on Arrested Development. It
well,
was
I didn't
like
realize
that.
When I watched
like,
that movie, what was it, 30 years ago, how creepy it was.
It was the late
I
90s,
really
but okay.
recognize it as creepy today.
Especially like...
Look at each other's eyes.
Yes.
Yes, and then like there's a line which I don't think made it into the Duets version, but like one of the later ones is like something Smokey Robinson is saying like something about when I'm inside you. And it's like, my God, the father and daughter are singing this. That's
are you sure?
Dude, it was
somebody fact checked.
Well, technically, his DNA is inside her.
I look at the lyric.
Saved it.
Technically,
he saved it. Lucas saved it.
I read the lyrics when I listen to these things.
Is that how you're so good at lip syncing?
This was tough for me because I'm a huge Huey Lewis fan. How many of you know that he got a perfect score on the math section of the SAT?
I do because
he
you
did.
Told me.
You're welcome.
A lot.
I've seen Huey Lewis live.
And ooh. The news was the news.
The news was there too.
Even better. Yeah. I have. Oh yeah.
In Chicago.
Yeah, in
Chicago. At
the zoo? Yeah, the zoo. You were there?
In Chicago, soundboard, or, yeah, their soundboard broke.
Yes, that's
and there
right.
was like an hour and a half delay
Josh
in between
and I
Huey
were
Lewis
there.
And yep. Chicago.
Yeah.
And
oh.
it was 110.
It was very
yes.
hot.
And the
yes.
beers were flowing, yep. and yep. it was dehydration.
Yep, and live music it. Sucks. I agree.
No, Huey Lewis was great.
It was
Chicago
awesome.
Was okay.
Well, the harmonica, you
Chicago
don't need a soundboard.
Chicago was pretty good. I mean, it's no Peter Cetera, so.
25 or 6 to 4, I mean,
I
either
there.
Way, I'm good.
I was there, too. I just didn't know you were there. I was there with that guy, though.
Yes, you were.
I so, like the
and this
duets.
Guy wasn't invited.
I like the duets version better than the Smokey Robinson version.
Really?
See, that was tough for me because I'm a huge Huey Lewis fan, but I actually like, but I hate Paltrow. I don't
I'm
hate
not a
her,
fan
but
of Paltrow.
I just like Paltrow. But irregardless, I actually
I like
Smokey's.
Her, but she's an
I
idiot.
I like Smokey's version better, even though I'm a huge Huey Lewis fan.
So
I like the dichotomy of the low voice and the high voice in the duets version.
So, in keeping with my, I can't apparently bet and beat Lucas, because I bet that no one else would like the song, and he showed me that not only. I'm assuming you like the song. He's got it on LP.
Nice. He would.
The
that was cool.
Pro Call
cool
Harem.
Yeah, have no, you, I liked it.
Conquistador.
Twice.
Conquistador.
Like, part of it, I couldn't. It was. It felt like it reminded me of another type of song, like a story type song, but I couldn't place.
Oh, I know.
Like a Cream or something.
No, no.
Taylor Brave Ulysses.
No, no.
But it was easier. Oh, sorry.
MacArthur Park.
Kind of. But it was easy. It was also different from a lot of them in that it was easier for me to actually hear the lyrics because I know Josh does a lot of his epic story songs with his Scandinavian metal, awful, terrible stuff.
Yeah, I thought it had a little.
It was
bit,
a lyric
I almost
video.
Said this is a, was, this has got a little homage to Josh in it, but I thought
but,
no. If that fails, I don't want him to be insulted.
That's a horrible
like
frame. That's a horrible frame.
Yeah, but I think it did. He liked
but,
it. He liked
yeah,
it.
That's
but no,
cool.
but,
I like
but
it.
No, I'm just saying it was. But it was easy to hear. I mean, I loved that the video had the lyrics on the bottom. But it was also,
I did that for you.
It was also easy to hear. It wasn't like I had to interpret what they were saying, although they got one of them wrong. But but no,
but
it was
counting.
Yeah, it was supposed to have been Oriole, not only all, but whatever, dude. But no, I actually enjoyed it. It kind of reminded me of like a Cream type song.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd see that.
But it was like easier to like follow the words. I like songs where you can follow the words. But no,
I like how it tells
I
a story.
I like the verbal imagery. Yeah, and fuck the Conquistadors.
How do you like my line?
Cortez is an asshole.
And though you came with sword held high, you did not conquer.
Yeah, no,
only died.
That was a badass line. That was, but there were so many badass lines in it.
Yeah.
No, I actually liked it. And good, it was
good.
It was so
make a great
that
tattoo.
It was so
that
old.
It'd be really good. Ooh, that would be.
It
good.
Was so
that
old, but
on the list of
I had never heard of it before. I'd never heard it or heard of them or
anything
about it.
They have a greatest hits
Spanish.
Album.
Yeah, like
I own
said,
it.
I mean, I'm not a music guy, but I had never heard of that song or them or anything. And I've listened.
You
to,
heard their
oh, name. You've heard their
I've
big
listened
song.
To a lot
yeah,
of KOMA.
Not
again.
Purple.
Purple Rain. That was Prince.
No,
a lot of people get that wrong.
Yeah.
Cleansing waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Hold on, look it up. Looking it up.
Minnesota. Minnesota man, born and dead.
You may or may not edit this portion out where we're looking up, and the listeners are screaming at it. The board is lighting up with people that are tweeting in and texting what the answer is, and I'm looking at it, but I want to see if Lucas can locate it before they do it. YouTube is
a whiter shade of pale.
Water shade of pale, exactly. What?
Yeah,
why
no,
did
that.
Because
I videoed this.
That
right
wasn't.
There.
They maybe did a cover of that song.
No, they did. That's their song.
Because I was playing it in my house before it came tonight.
That is definitely their song.
No.
Yeah, what's it cool? Is. Why so. You here? You good?
I'm here.
All right. So. We got a couple pilots, but before we get to that, did anyone notice that the picture? Did you figure that out?
Oh yeah,
the French horn.
Yeah, the horn
Chuck
and the
horn and the umbrella.
Oh yeah, that's How I Met Your Mother. The blue horn,
so good,
the yellow umbrella. Yeah,
our good young friend
you,
here, David.
You blocked it all out.
Yeah.
I don't blame
he
you.
He finished How I Met Your Mother, season one through all of them.
One through nine.
Nine too many.
So. I think we should start with, how should we start? Let me suggest
who's
that we start with, who's seen it all? I've seen it all.
We
Connor
have,
seen
we
it
have
all?
All seen it all.
Kevin's seen it all.
What
we've
the
all
fuck?
We've all
is
seen
Angie's
it all.
Is Angie's hand up? I can't.
Oh.
Connor's seen it
Angie
twice.
Angie has not seen it all.
Oh my God.
But you've
table.
Seen most of it, right?
She's never seen That Thing You Do
oh,
either.
Whatever.
I just want to point
yeah,
that out.
Yeah, true. Really.
And she's from Erie.
Epic fail.
Exactly.
Wow.
That Thing You Do is
so
awesome.
David has seen it. Let's. How yeah. about we do this? Let's start with David laying out. You correct me if
your
I'm
thoughts
wrong.
Early on versus the
yeah,
ending.
Early on and the ending. Give us all your thoughts and then we'll correct you. Mercifully.
So,
and mercifully.
By the end of this story, I need to make sure that certain people that live up in Cleveland, Ohio, never hear this podcast.
Okay.
So if we make it big, we might need to do a post edit.
Sure, sure. And also, fuck Ohio. So yeah.
OH.
That's a very interesting.
It'd be a crime to keep it. It'd be the 20th crime.
It would be the 20th crime to keep the 19 crimes bottle.
Yes, please.
But, so I'm a millennial. I'm like Connor. We're the young fools at the table.
Fools is correct.
I'm at the stage of my life where
I don't support generation... degradation. I don't think that's right.
Not the preferred
nomenclature
prerogative.
Even for the dumb millennials.
I don't see generation.
Where Ted Mosby and myself are living the same life. So.
Oh my God.
It's why I love the show.
All right. Well, we're going to get ourselves a story here, boys and girls.
So he
are
thread,
you an architect?
Secretly,
show me your
yes.
belt.
Except I made the bold move to actually move to Chicago or Oklahoma.
Same diff.
And now we're here. So, the story, the first five seasons are by far the best. Number nine went on for way too long at the wedding. I had a great story, now I lost it. So, let's get a discussion going and I'll answer your questions and be a
I
great host.
Come back to that. I want to know exactly what's going on about how you relate so much to Ted Mosby.
Okay.
How you're working on that. So would you say that at the end of it, the last season, give me your general take on the entirety of the season. Thumbs up, thumbs down, neutral.
You're talking
the series.
This last season.
Thumbs up. They tied it together really well, but they wasted about 10 episodes in the middle.
Let me ask you a question. At what point did you know the mother was dead? Spoiler alert.
Fix that in post.
In a minute, we're going to be talking about how the mother's dead.
As soon as you know that he's not going to end up.
When did you know that? Mid-season 8.
Yeah, like
I was going to say, you get an idea in season 4 or 5 that it, there was some star-crossed loving going on.
So, some of us knew from about, I don't know, the pilot, that the mother was dead. And he came in with his brilliance, not realizing what he was doing, the powers beyond his control, and he ruined it for his friends. I'm sorry. Kevin never, he was shocked when I told him the mother's dead.
Really?
And it was like, yeah, yes, you were. Yes, you were. I said, guys, I figured it out. The mother's dead. and you were so in denial about
maybe
that.
In season four, but
you know,
season
you
know, eight,
no, I'm
when
saying the pilot.
Knew.
Even I said, even I knew five or six, from it's, the beginning that the mother is going to be dead. I said, there's only one way this can go. The mother's dead.
As soon as Robin and Barney even start thinking about it, you know that it's
and you
it's
looked
over.
At me as if I was the devil. You said, like, why did you
I
ever
still
introduce
look at you that way.
Exactly. And then you, in denial the whole way through, and you are so rooting for me to be wrong, and you didn't want her to be dead, but she was dead. She was dead.
I think we could all
and
agree
I thought
it would
that
have been
was
a better
the
series.
Only way. No,
ooh,
it was the
no.
only way it could be. She had to be dead.
No, I got she was dead by, like, season eight.
But she should have been.
Yeah,
no,
that's fine,
I,
but not the way, but it still shouldn't have gone the way it went.
No,
no I'm totally,
I disagree.
I'm totally fine
no,
with
they
the,
wrapped it up way too fast.
I'm totally fine with her being
and then
dead.
And the Robin thing and everything.
The Robin thing is where they got me, like, okay, yeah, I'm going to... I'm gonna. I'm talking about this great lady this whole time, and now we're gonna show you who she is. And yep, she is fucking awesome. But she was just like a placeholder until I could get to Robin.
Exactly.
And here's what I think it all boils
it's
down
not a placeholder,
to.
It's been years, and it's over, and the kids are old.
Here's what I think it all boils down to. Carter Bays and Craig
Fuck
Thomas.
And Craig Thomas.
Thank you. You always fucking spare Craig Thomas like he's your boy.
I know. I've.
You always wail on Carter Bays and like, oh, Carter, Craig Thomas cool though. But no, they had said throughout the entire run, like when they first had the idea, they knew how it was going to end and they never changed it. And I think if
DVD
they...
DVD number 29 is a great job of going through their logic. If you can suffer through changing 29 DVDs,
no,
it's worth it.
So... what I did was watch when they first came out, except for the first four seasons, because I'd never heard of it before, and that's when they introduced it to me.
That would be me.
No, I was in Iraq.
I emailed you. I said, you need to watch this show.
No, it was a guy that I worked with in Iraq.
Oh, bullshit.
He gave me, like, the first four seasons.
I don't have email in Iraq. Are you kidding me?
I did. It was, like, over $100
a
month.
Wow.
Internet service internet
that's
service
so
was over
America-centric.
A month.
You won't have to take a training survey about how to improve your internet usage.
That's
though.
True. It was, like, slower than dial-up, and it was over $100 a month.
How did BitTorrent work in Iraq?
Yeah, it was borrowing from my friend's hard drive. But no, they said they never changed. They knew they were locked into that ending and never changed it. And I think it would have been a fine ending if it had ended after three or four seasons.
So it was supposed to end after season eight.
After it's gone that Should've. Long, after it's gone that long, like, no, there's so much crap that Robin and Ted have each gone through, diverged upon, that... It would have made
something?
Sense. You're it would have made sense after like three or four seasons, but after nine, after everything, like, fuck you guys, fuck them, fuck that, fuck the whole thing, fuck
so,
that whole 9-year run.
I think the only way it could end was that she was dead, and I think
I don't disagree with the dead thing. I'm fine with her being dead. I mean, I wish
I'm not
wasn't.
Saying you're wrong. I'm
well,
not disagreeing.
I feel like you're attacking me.
No,
I feel like you're attacking me.
I'll attack you in a minute.
Yeah,
you're
no, you
idiot.
Are wrong, and you'll be
Hold
attacked.
Hold on. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Just
no, no, you're dumb.
Time.
Just wait for it. So, I think that it should end like all great sitcoms end, and that is in tears. All great sitcoms end in tragedy, and it should have ended in tragedy. It should have ended
tears
with
tears and him banging his wife's corpse. I get it. I mean, we all were
Good
saying that
God.
For the longest
and so
time.
So here she is. They introduce. They lead into a deep, dark, sad episode of She's Dead, and everyone's in tears, and they she's dead. And it's like a sweet, sad ending, and it's done. And everyone wanted it to be Robin. If you want to tie that in some other way, that's fine. But to like put a bow around it and make it a and Ted and Robin ran into the sunset together, happily ever after. And the Barney thing
they defeated
wasn't
the
real.
Whole title of the fucking show.
Exactly.
How I Met Your Mother doesn't matter. Go see Robin.
Exactly.
How
exactly.
I Met Robin's placeholder until I finally got what I really wanted.
Exactly. And that whole thing that we build up, I think it was in season 7 between Barney and Robin, that was so good and so true. Yeah, we're gonna break that down in the most trivial way.
Yeah.
Make that not
so
real.
Oh yeah.
So
by the way, they got divorced.
Barney character in the process.
So yeah, so that's what ruined
not better
how,
at
I
all.
Met your, how I Met Your Mother for me was Carter Bays and Craig Thomas, because they ruined an amazing show.
I can't believe the hate at this table towards How I Met Your Mother.
No, it was.
You weren't invested for so many years kicked in the balls.
I hate how they killed what I loved, which was Robin and Barney, which were amazing. And how
they should have never been together.
How they should have been together. How they flushed
side
up
with
Barney.
Kevin
they
on
made
this.
Barney
I
a
agree.
Well-rounded.
Wow, this, we got some real disagreement here.
They
I'm
made
with Josh.
Barney a well-rounded, great character, exactly. And then they shallowed him out at the end, and he was just this.
But he had a baby,
this
and then he was
facet.
Cool.
Exactly.
For no reason.
For no
yeah,
reason.
For no reason.
They break all of Barney's walls down in like three fucking seasons. Yeah. And then they're like, no, just kidding.
Yeah. They're all
Barney's
back up.
Barney's actually a massive piece of shit.
Yeah. He's still
he's
a piece of shit.
You know from the very beginning that
but
he's a massive piece of shit.
No. Barney's amazing. No.
Barney's awesome.
Barney's
so
phenomenal.
Awesome.
Barney is 95% of that show.
And then
they break it down. And they like, well, we're going to make a real person. We're going to make the hero comes out. And then all of a sudden, nope, just kidding. He's
and
garbage.
The mother
and
should,
a sideshow.
At the same time, you can be a mass piece of shit, and you can be what makes the show. Like, you take Barney out, and that show doesn't even get season two.
No.
Agreed. It doesn't get to season two.
But he needed to maintain the fact that once they make him a hero, they can't make him an anti-hero.
And
that's
the mother,
the
mother should not have died. She should
wrong.
Have been alive.
That's so wrong.
No.
And that, trapped
the,
in a well.
Best,
he should have cheated on her.
The best way for that to end... Is,
they
is
were on a
mother.
Break
because, with Robin
because she was awesome.
She was great. She was
the second, the second acceptable way for it to end would have been with her death, and that's it.
The first
the dark ending.
Dark ending. That's
yes,
the only way to
100%,
go.
100%.
I introduced her earlier, a little bit earlier, and I kill her right at the end.
I like it.
You make it. You prolong
the whole show
the bliss, and then you kill
is
her
a flashback. The whole show is a flashback. Yeah. The last season should have been a flashback to them together the entire time.
Yeah.
With all kinds of things introduced about the other friends and all that, and then she dies.
Absolutely.
I've been 1,000,000,000% agreeance with this.
I got a gajillion.
Agreeance, I like it.
Yeah, either end it with
tell me I'm a fool, David.
Oh, you're a fucking fool.
Either end it by making me happy and the mother's alive.
I never want you to be happy.
End it by making by breaking my heart
my
with
brain.
Her death.
But don't do
but
what they
don't,
did.
Don't end it with two girls, one cup. Because that's what she gave me.
It was way worse than that.
Two girls, one cup was manageable, but this was not.
Well, you could at least fast forward and rewind to the part of that you like. Tell
I'll,
me, David.
I'll
tell,
take the other side.
More,
I will go unpopular opinion.
Come on,
say
Lucas.
From
give
start
it
to finish. I'm fine with the whole thing.
No, you can't be fine with
yes.
the creators
the
created.
Yes.
You've got to knock down an artist. You cannot let them say they
the
did
Barney
a good job.
The Barney Robin scenario, because it's a total bullshit. They would never been together.
Uh-huh.
Barney's not that deep of a character.
You must not have seen episodes
shallow,
season six
thing.
And seven, but okay.
But he's, all the way through,
he had a
the
ring bear.
Her being dead,
he had a ring bear.
The kids saying... Go to Aunt Robin. I'm fine with the whole scenario.
What I think.
And I watched it from start to finish
what
throughout
I think
those 10
they,
years or whatever.
My equivalent of what they did was as if they wouldn't give us the third slap.
Yes.
They never would have given us the third slap. And
I
like
feel,
left us hanging. Like, and you can, and you, dear viewer, can come up with
all
the,
slaps
the third
giving
slap
your ass
was.
If you don't watch it.
The show is not about the mother. You can get caught up on the name. You can caught up for watch the.
It was about architecture.
Yes. Yes, it's about a professor at a university who doesn't give a rat's ass about his mother.
Who only had a bachelor's degree. Did anybody else miss out on it? He only had a bachelor's.
It's all those sandwiches they ate.
It's all the captain.
Yeah, he'd be the
that, would, that would wear on you, Mr. Masters.
True.
No, it's a show about Ted and Robin and six friends at a fucking bar. Like... Don't get caught up on the mother for
no,
the last
I'm
two
not.
Seasons.
So are
you
with
they
him?
Were
you
so
what?
Split.
Yes, I'm completely
Robin
with him.
Robin was so done.
Him, me, and Lucas.
They
yes.
were so
David
done with
Lucas,
Robin.
The David and Lucas alliance has begun.
You enjoy right. the first seven seasons of that show with no complaints, essentially, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Everything's going swimmingly
yes.
until
Stella
they fuck it up.
Stella sucked, guys.
So you want to what?
Oh,
get introduced to the mother at the very
oh,
end,
you
see
Stella?
Her die at the bedside,
hot.
And then say, okay,
yes.
now we're going to fly off into the sunset.
That's the way it should work. That's the point of the movie.
So,
that's why she's not there. How hey, I Met Your Mother.
What about
why,
the bakery chick?
That's why How I Met Your Mother has meaning.
So my issue is season 9 where it's all about the mother. And your issue is that the mother, apparently for you, is that the mother dies.
No, I'm fine with the mother being dead.
I don't like the mother being dead.
I mean,
the mother being dead doesn't impact the show.
Perfect scenario.
You're
she's
letting
not
a great
dead.
Show be ruined
I'm fine
at the
with
very
her
end.
Being
no,
dead.
It impacts me.
No.
Oh, I'm so
my
sorry.
My thing was...
No, she should be dead.
If it was...
She has to be dead.
If you eliminate...
She has to be dead.
If you eliminate seasons 5 through 8, the ending works fine.
I mean...
Too much distance had come between
the Barney and
Ted
Robin
and
stuff
Robin.
Is what
I
makes
agree.
It was
I, agree. I agree, I agree, I agree.
That's
I
the
agree.
Thing. They decided the ending and said, no matter what happens,
they have to
we're
going to
stick with this ending. Like, so, oh, shit, we're going on like 6 seasons longer than
yeah,
we planned?
Exactly. We just
oh,
got
shit.
$1 million okay. a minute to do another series of episodes, so
okay,
we're going to
do
it.
But we're not going to change the ending.
Yeah.
No, you should have changed the fucking ending,
no,
dudes.
We're not going to change it. We're true to our
I do want to point out they use a Pearl Jam song in the final episode. Just
which one?
So that's why fucking Lucas likes everything.
I think it was just
he's on their nuts
oh, okay.
fucking
that's
so
good.
Hard.
So what is your personal story, David? You got a personal story for us.
So I'm in Oklahoma because I have my own Robin Scherbatsky up in Cleveland, Ohio.
Liking this a lot.
So.
And go.
I can't wait till the girl you meet dies and then you end up with the Ohio chick.
Oh, I'll be 40, and I'm going to fly off on that sunset, and then we're going to go. And I'm going to show you the final episode, How I Met Your Mother, and
wow.
tell you how right it was.
I'm rooting for you.
I am too, actually.
I like the dead chick better.
She was hotter.
She was way hotter.
She was in Wolf
what?
Of Wall Street.
Robin is hotter than the dead
no.
chick. You are it's out of your mind.
Way. You were on...
I know.
You
I
are
no
nuts.
The mom's the first wife.
No,
not
but.
Even close.
So here we go. We got a Robin Scherbatsky and
Scherbatsky.
The roles are kind of flipped a little bit. So Robin shows up from Canada, real new to the city, doesn't really know what's going on. I roll up to Cleveland out of Oklahoma. Culture shock going on a little
Robin
bit.
Robin rolled up to New York.
She's from Canada. Yeah, she's from Canada.
From Canada.
She rolled up
Tim Hortons crap. Oh, yep. Our YouTube watchers can see that I'm real confused right now.
Because you said she rolled up to
he's
Canada,
sitting at a different table. I don't know what he's saying. Can you hear him, Josh?
But we spent
Robin
the last,
Sparkles.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Robin Sparkles.
Fun karaoke stories, too. Spend the last 5 years kind of always flirtatious, always going on dates that aren't dates, always having a great time. One of us has always seen somebody else. And
that's not like... No, it's not like Ted and Robin. They were a couple for like a season and a half.
Let me have my fucking
wow.
moment, son.
Wow.
I'm trying
wow.
to throw some framing on here, but go ahead.
I didn't say it was a complete analogous, yeah. It was analogous.
Well, you kind of did, but go ahead.
Fine, I'm done. Enjoy your story. You'll never know the end.
Let's go. Keep going.
Yeah, Kevin,
if it's like
leave.
How I Met Your Mother, I don't want to know the ending.
I do. I'd like to know it.
I would like to. I'd like
so,
to see season 9.
I must know.
Cut Kevin's mic off.
Please. Just send the man to the bathroom for 10 minutes. Or I'll tell Kevin's story and keep you all here for an hour and just make you need to drink more alcohol.
Shots fired.
You wish you could tell a Kevin story. You wish.
It's not Kevin and Ava anymore, baby. It's Kevin and David.
I like how Kevin has corrupted David's story.
KD.
That's the master Kevin is. He's made David's story Kevin's story. Because we're talking about Kevin in the middle of David's story. Shut the fuck up, Kevin.
Grr. So, yeah, make a move. We're talking mid-season 4 period here. So you have no Barney and Ted. Is another part of the analogy that we're not getting into in case we ever blow up. We're having some fun. It's college. You get back late one night and you forget where the boundaries and the zones kind of end and blur.
As long as you remember where the condoms are. What about me too?
If the moon is out, there are no boundaries.
I'll keep that in the back of my mind.
You're in a different
That's
zip
a great
code. There are no rules.
Right there. But it goes real well. We're having a great time. And then it ends up not working out. And you're like, okay, I'm either going to move on with my life and move to Chicago and take this great job. Or we're going to get together and we're going to make this thing freaking work.
And Chicago is Oklahoma, right?
Oh, Chicago is not Chicago. Can you keep up with the story? Do you want to interject some more and ask some dumb questions? Where are we sitting right now, and where do I live?
I'm clarifying.
Do I live
for
in
the
Chicago,
listeners.
Kevin?
I'm clarifying for
he
the
says
listeners.
Chicago is Oklahoma.
We do have Japanese listeners. I will defend you on that one.
No, like, Chicago is Oklahoma.
As a good storyteller, I'm trying to help you out and clarify for our international listeners.
I am known as the worst storyteller of about anybody you ever met. So
have you met Kevin?
I believe you.
My sister, right?
That is a different story for a different podcast.
Let's talk about David and Connor's sister. Let's talk about that a lot.
We don't have sisters together. My sister, yes.
We can talk about my sister and Connor's sister.
No, but
she
loves it. That worked on both levels. All right, go.
So, make my move. We're sitting. I have a job offer in Cleveland. I have a job offer in Oklahoma.
So for that one, Ohio was Ohio. And Oklahoma, okay. Just making sure.
I had a job offer in New York and Chicago. Does that work better for you, Kevin, or do we need to alert that our Japanese audience that I'm not actually talking about New York and Chicago?
Maybe we should get Connor's sister in here to tell this story. That's what I ask every fucking time I'm trying to tell one.
Where was I?
You're going to Chicago.
Cleveland.
Also Ted's from Shaker Heights. I lived like 2 miles from there, so screw the Browns.
Wow.
Really. Not that great of a... Well, we can talk about Baker Mayfield being on TV in Oklahoma and cutting out the cheese all day if you want to. I'll go round for round with you on that one. It's garbage marketing.
Garbage. Garbage. He just took a stand.
She agreed with me. We're me and Lucas and the waitress, and we're on board. Fred, do you have any words? Have you seen How I Met Your Mother?
It's Cherry Cake.
I love that movie.
Cherry Cake.
How is the ending?
I'm going to walk away because I like it.
She walked away. She hated it.
Hey.
She liked it. We had a long distance high five. That was
so, we're going to leave this up.
So you're...
So I'm evaluating the situation. Do I take a job up here? Or do I move back home and join the... simultaneously best and worst podcast I've ever been on since I've never listened to an episode.
It's the best.
One thing Kevin and I can agree on.
Word.
That's about it for the night. Get shot down so hard and so fast that you hop all your stuff in your car, you take that job, and you drive.
In New York, which is Oklahoma.
Or Cleveland or Chicago.
At this point, it could be Australia.
It could be Kuala Lumpur at this point.
Yes. But the fun...
You are actually following the analogies correctly.
But the funny thing is they're
the ACT here is failing.
You have a two-month gap between...
I'm no Huey Lewis.
Between when you make the call, because you have to either take the job or you don't, and when you actually leave. And then it becomes more... flirtatious and date-like than ever before. So, this is why I don't mind at all that you break down Barney. Because break that, like, other relationship down, and let's make this story become an analogy and not just analogous.
We've got a Barney.
So.
You tell us where this Barney is. We take care of him. I know people. Oh. I know people. I got this guy. He delivers Little Debbie, if you know what I mean.
You want to take a long drive up to Cleveland?
Have you seen The Professional?
No.
If it could mean I could be someone's ass.
No.
What are those little things that are like they're crunchy with like little they're like circular
Star Crunch.
Yeah, he'll Star Crunch his ass.
Delivering a Little Debbie was one of my films.
Such a messed up Prego porn.
All throwing Star Crunch's ass.
Yeah, you're in a Star Crunch's ass.
Throwing Star Crunch.
Oh, okay. Thought you were gonna roll up. What are those little? Oh, maybe you'll wedding cake his ass. The Swiss rolls.
You're gonna Swiss roll that shit?
No, I cut the star crunches into throwing stars.
Nice. Ooh, yeah. He thinks, oh, good candy. And he opens his mouth and he goes right down his throat.
Fancy cake, bitch.
Fancy cake. That's what I was thinking of. Wedding cake.
Fancy cake.
I love.
We have birthday cake.
I used to get the oatmeal PB and J's again. Those were fire. Not the oatmeal cream pies, the oatmeal PB&J pies.
We have peanut butter cream pies, but not no jelly involved.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Does he know your product better?
Those were life-giving.
No. False.
You don't know what I'm talking about? Oh, man.
It may not have been Little
Debbie.
It's
not a Little Debbie product.
Was it before your time?
If you're talking Nabisco shit,
yeah.
That's fucking, he'll that's throw down
fighting
punch you in the mouth.
Tasty
you
cakes or
Hostess
or some garbage.
He's an old man.
I think he's thinking about Crustables.
Time. So what's the next chapter here?
The chapter is still waiting to be. I need to meet a woman. I need her to die after I have two children.
Oh my god!
And then we can move on.
That's what we all want, dude.
But
as long as you get a big
I can arrange at least half of that by the end of the night. But some of that is going to be at least a week.
The two children would be tough to pump out in a night.
That's
but
a
no, not with today's technology. Have you seen
baby.
What the Chinese are doing?
I mean, try having two kids over there, and good luck. But
you
I do blame, him,
it's fine.
Blame Kevin for making the worst storyteller story even worse than normal.
That was good.
No,
that was
yeah.
I didn't had no idea we would circle back to real life.
Yeah,
with
like,
that.
So that's why How I Met Your Mother and I are we're tight.
Yeah,
and that was 29 DVDs.
28 DVDs plus your director's cut, 29, where you get to listen to their garbage.
So I would like to propose. And How Much Your Mother might be a little bit too long for this, but like a sub podcast where we episode by episode cover
oh my god
a series.
All right,
so
wait.
On the back of the DVD box, it tells you how many minutes are in the package. It is absurd. I'm probably wrong, but it's like 10,000 minutes.
That Mr. Not so quick on the editing is asking us to do a like 400 episode podcast.
Well, I mean, like
how
like
long of a recap would you have per episode?
Like 30, like 30 minutes tops
per episode.
Per episode,
a 30 minute episode,
maybe.
A 22 minute episode.
It's a
we're talking
20
plus episodes by nine seasons.
That
now,
would be good.
If
I
we,
like it.
Or maybe
I like
Game
it.
Of Thrones.
It'd be 90 hours
if
of content.
If we
did this not
the,
at the,
average,
if we did this in somebody's house with better equipment.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
That's so still half an hour per episode that you want to talk.
Or however long it goes. But we go every
episode. Just hits more squares.
I like it. I got to hit it.
I think some would be quick, and I think some would be
very long.
Contentious.
Very. Oh. There would be have to separate people. We'd have a cooling off room.
Now, I think How Much Mother is great material for that, but that's a lot of episodes.
I still just can't believe how much you let the end of the season, or like the end of the show, ruin the entire series.
It
did,
man.
That's a good point. That's a good
like,
point. That's a fair point.
I'm very disappointed by that.
No, I would
I'm
say
disappointed
that
by that.
What it does for me is I still love it. I still appreciate it. To me, it's almost two different things. It's a thing that was wonderful and great, and it's a thing that came to a bad ending.
I like the ending.
To me, it was like the writers died, and some other guys came in, and they said, all right, read all this shit, and then do your best to recreate where you think this was going.
I got too attached to the characters. That.
Not too attached.
What?
Attached. Not too attached. Don't admit defeat here. Don't admit that it's your fault. It's not your fault.
It's,
you didn't get too attached. You're like a battered
spouse. It is his fault.
If I'd have loved harder, they wouldn't have left.
You got too attached to Barney and Robin.
I wasn't so bad at what I do.
Yeah, no, I was so attached to the characters that the ending... Yeah, spoils
so,
it for me.
The plan was, like, season 8, you have her walking to the train station, you meet the mother that way, and then it is over.
Like, so I got this for...
You'd rather it just cold end like that?
No, I'd rather she be dead. So...
You can't have the best of both worlds. Have
yeah,
your cake
no,
and eat it, too.
She's dead. Yeah, she's dead. That's the best world, the only world. All right, to David's point, if you could go back in a time machine, watch How I Met Your Mother or not. If you could go back to Josh pre How I Met Your Mother... B-H-I-M-Y-M. Would you do it or not? Would you stop yourself from watching?
I still have to watch it. It's still such a big part of...
So you're
that,
go.
That 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
Angela?
I didn't watch as much.
She's indifferent. She didn't watch as much. That's not an answer.
She has no opinion.
Would you do it? Would you watch it again?
Yeah.
She would watch it again.
She would
Lucas.
Partially watch
he
it
would
again.
Absolutely watch it again.
Yeah. It's great.
Connor, would you watch it again?
What?
How I Met Your Mother.
For what?
Knowing
would
how
you
it
watch
ended,
it
would you watch it again?
It
I mean, I already watched it twice, so I guess so.
Yes, he would. Kevin, would you watch it again?
No.
Wow, I would watch it again. Kevin's the only no in this whole group.
I like to avoid pain. That's just, I'm just weird like that.
Wow. What would you do instead, Kevin? More Croft?
More crime. Petty crime.
More internet crime.
More torrenting.
IP
yeah,
crime.
Yeah, probably would have figured out something better to torrent. Maybe watch Happy Endings, because that seems like, honestly, the few episodes of Happy Endings I've seen seems like a show
really?
We all would be
what?
Into.
What?
Happy Endings.
What?
It was on ABC
was
for
a
while. And every episode that I've seen is, like, really good.
Who's in it?
The
David
daughter
Weiss
from
Jr.
24, Adam Pally
Alicia
from the
Cuthbert.
Mindy Project. That's the daughter from 24. I knew he wouldn't know the name, so that's why I said the daughter from 24, even though he's probably never seen
I don't know the daughter from 24.
She's on the ranch
but I knew,
with Ashton Kutcher.
And I knew
the
name.
Girl Next Door. The movie Girl Next Door.
Nope.
No.
She's on Old School. Bangs her.
I'm just you're trying right, to figure right. out the fact that he didn't lead with the name of the person, and then I was proud that he actually did know the name of the person.
I said, yeah.
The day he doesn't know the name of someone in television or movies is the day that I'm giving it up. She's your number two?
I know.
Whoa. Give me a picture of your number two.
No, I'm saying
Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
I'm saying McAdams.
Oh, Margot Robbie?
I'm saying McAdams and Robbie are both in About Time.
Wait, I thought you were... Margot Robbie's in this Happy Endings? How do we get off on that?
Because I'm talking to Connor without the microphone. Get over it. We have our own life, man.
Yeah. I'm not following
you.
You
died. He's moving on.
I guess
no, Happy
so.
Endings was good. No, I'm just saying.
How
I
do you go from Happy Endings to this conversation about your number one and your number two?
Because you guys were talking about other shit, so I decided
no,
to talk
weren't.
To Connor.
No, we were listening to you
she's,
and you turned to Connor.
For sure.
She's an attractive woman.
That's not the best picture of her, but yeah. Man, we're getting better.
I've seen
that's
attractive
pretty good.
Girl. She's pretty.
No, but I'm just saying that two of your top three are in
movie,
are
yeah.
in About Time. So, like, that's probably your favorite movie ever. And he's like,
so he
yep.
just likes that movie.
And honestly, Rachel McAdams. Yeah, that's good. Rachel McAdams is in, like, three movies where she's married or engaged to a time traveler.
Yes.
And
she
doesn't time travel herself. It's weird.
So do you think she's from the future or the past?
She's in the present, dude.
She's in the gray area.
Nope, not one of the choices.
But the correct answer.
Flawed. Flawed choices. But no, Happy Endings was good, and it seemed like something we'd be into.
You don't think she's a creature of the past? I think she's classic.
Rachel McAdams?
Yeah, I think she's a classic girl. I think she's... She's got that
if
50s,
she were,
60s nostalgia to her.
She's too thin to be 50s, 60s. You know, she's not a, yeah, they were curvier.
Yeah.
She's more modern attract. I mean, which, don't get me wrong, modern's my thing. Modern's my jam.
All right, so we got a couple pilots we need to power our way through.
Yeah,
so,
good shit.
The first pilot, let me pull it up here. So, this is based on, and this is inspired by Ava, who's not with us tonight. She's in Houston, kicking the crap out of everybody
Ava's
in
no
volleyball.
Longer with us.
But she showed up one day for school, for class, and she was supposed to have a substitute, and that substitute never showed up. Never showed up. So, they just did their own thing. No rules. And, which is funny, because her dad had done the same thing years
the
and years
exact
years
same
ago.
Thing.
So, here's what happens. A class's teacher, first day, freshman year, the teacher drops dead. A snafu in the system. I don't know if it's in the class or not. Probably not in the class. It's a little too dark. It's a little too dark. So, the teacher never shows up.
It's Weekend at Bernie's. They just carry the teacher around.
But, no. I don't like that, but that's interesting. I was thinking... A snafu in the government system, and they don't get a teacher rescheduled, it's up to this class to make their way through high school with no teacher, no homeroom teacher. Maybe the whole four years.
Hey, if you get off
like,
in season five,
like
do you take it and do you ruin the whole show, or do you just stop after four seasons?
Question:
it's
what do you do? What do you
say by the bill? College years?
Yeah, do they go say
by
the bill?
That was rough.
Exactly,
that was real rough.
Years. Well, when we get there, we'll decide on that.
Oh, okay, no. Interjection, though. Briefly.
Yes, go for it.
No, I've got the perfect thing for us to episode by episode cover. Saved by the Bell, the summer episode where they're at the beach club.
Never seen
I
it.
I would do it. Oh, you need to see it.
You need to see it.
It's by far the best scene of Saved by the Bell. It's probably only
have personally high-fived. This is no joke. 100%.
You high-five Lark Voorhees?
I have personally high-fived Tiffany Amber Thiessen in a bikini.
Wow, that's the only way she ever...
I don't know why you'd wear a bikini.
In all the times I've Googled her, she's only in a bikini, so...
And Lark Voorhees was there as well.
Awesome.
Just them two.
Will David understand Saved by the Bell without seeing the other seasons? What do you think?
What's the question?
Will David understand Saved by the Bell? You won't be able to answer this.
Hey, will you understand?
If he hasn't seen the other seasons, he jumps right into season 5 this summer.
Summer.
Oh, with Leah Remini.
Yeah.
And we're working at the beach club.
Yes or no?
He won't get the... What if he never saw the Hayley Mills stuff, and only the other stuff? I don't know, the Miss Bliss years. I think I'm good.
No, we don't. You don't need to see that.
Maybe you don't. Maybe I like context. But if to really understand the A.C. Slater character,
yeah, exactly.
I think you need to see those earlier years. And will he see Zach Morris's cell phone? The big S one? Can he freeze time the whole time? The timeout? Can he do that the whole time? I don't know. I like context.
Once you have that power, you don't lose it.
No, but will he know about it? Will he know about it?
I think it's
like,
why
is
she
married to the King and Queen?
I like that idea.
It's a solid standalone season.
Challenge accepted. I like it.
Let's do it.
Well, maybe it'd be refreshing to get somebody's perspective who didn't see the lead in and all the pretext.
Yeah.
I'm not telling a story or giving an opinion about a show after tonight, so.
Since we're short on time, I'll tell the Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah, tell us.
I'll tell that story another time.
Oh, no, tell it right now. Tell it right now. I need it.
We're not short on time?
No.
All right.
Got lots of time.
He can fix this in post.
So when I was either 14 or 15, Saved by the Bell was fixing to come out to the college years.
Yeah.
Or they had just finished. It was in between, I think.
This is like 8th, 9th grade? 10th?
Let's see. Yeah, 9th grade.
9th grade, okay. So you're at Moore West.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know you yet. I was at Brink.
You were a Moore West guy?
Yes.
I was
shut
both.
The fuck
I actually
up.
Crossed over. I did both.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, word.
I was last class that did both.
I was all the classes with Brian.
Yeah.
Y'all were a Brink.
Brink for
you
life,
Brink,
baby.
Not you.
Brink.
Word, Bob.
You're like 12.
Cats?
I don't hear it.
I went to Brink, dude.
So.
He didn't go to real Brink.
So Whitewater was doing a promotion, and Lark Voorhees and Tiffany Amber Thiessen were there signing autographs.
Were you there?
So,
you were there every summer.
I went to Whitewater with my friend Rusty. He lived down the street. He was a year younger than me.
Oh.
And we stood in this long line, and these people came through the line and had a board that you write on, what those called?
The what?
Like a notepad. Fast. Like a notepad, and they're writing people's names down.
Right. Okay.
And they said we're going to.
Well, no, it was one of those automatic ones. The Newton. It was a Newton. So they had these Newtons.
So they're walking around. They're writing people's names down on these notepads.
On their Newton.
And they said, we're going to choose people to play volleyball.
That could have been this guy.
Were you and Craig there?
Josh is going to hate the end of this story. This will devastate him. I'm just letting you know now.
That could be anything, really, at
I'm
this point.
I'm already tearing up.
So, I know so they had going. Sand volleyball courts at Whitewater.
Yeah, he's familiar with those.
So
every day
they had, you stand in line, you go through the autograph line.
Yeah, you do.
There was pre-cell phone cameras.
This is the 90s.
Yeah,
I'm an old guy, I know.
So
early
I can't
90s.
Take a picture with them.
Right.
But they sign a little piece of paper that says, you know, Saved by the Bell. I still have them.
Yes.
And it says, you know, Tiffany Amber Thiessen writes her name on there. Lark Voorhees writes her name on there. You say hi. You walk through the line. And then
do you think she was at that time?
Oh, the perfect age. She was perfect age.
I was 14 or 15. She's probably
25.
21.
Oh, my God.
That young?
I mean, she's probably only 6 or 7 years
older
than me.
I would say mid-20s, but irregardless.
Keep going.
So, the people that were, when you're standing in line, people are going down the line, writing your name on the list. and they said, we're going to choose people off this list to play volleyball with the two of them.
Oh, my God.
Against or with.
Josh, you're going to need to go away.
Against or with.
One's on each team.
With, potentially. Oh, my God.
So they're calling the names out. They call my name.
Oh, my God.
I get put on Tiffany Amber Thiessen's team.
Oh, my God. You spotted Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
This is Kelly Kapowski. Now, what
did she
did
know
was,
her rotation
they did,
things? Because that would have pissed Josh off.
How old are you right now?
I'm 40.
So when you were 14, you're 40. She's 45.
So that's not. Oh, she's 19. 45 now.
Yeah.
So she's 19.
She was 19.
I might have been 15. Woo. She might have been 20.
Oh, my God.
So
she couldn't even drink.
Somewhere in that price. Somewhere in that range.
Did you buy her a drink?
This is a non-drinking Kelly Kapowski.
Would you have bought her a drink?
If I was old enough, of course.
Oh, my God.
She was old enough, a non-drinking Kelly Kapowski.
So they chose
did
five
she,
people on each team
was
to be with
Berkeley
them.
There?
No, it was just Lark Voorhees and Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
That's Lisa Turtle and Kelly
did
Kapowski.
You have your lotion with
you? So it's 6-on-6 because they counted as a member of the team.
Oh, they had to rotate.
I don't want you to sunburn. I better put this everywhere.
I get chosen for Tiffany Amber Thiessen's team.
Oh, my God.
We start the game. I'm decent at volleyball at this point. I'm not Josh.
Oh God! But, so you actually were decent.
But I could still play. I have no ACL injuries.
Neither did he at that time.
So we're playing the game.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, I think they're playing to 11, maybe. It wasn't like not official anymore. Crazy beach volleyball action. It's not the Olympics. So we're playing to 11.
It wasn't the Olympics.
It lasts, I don't know, 15 to 20 minutes. Not very long. I'm on Tiffany Amber Thiessen's team. It's like 10-6 at this point. We're ahead.
Oh, snap.
Ball comes over. She sets it up. I jump up for the spike.
I'm not
tall enough at this point to like legit
wait,
spike
wait, wait.
It.
At this point?
Yeah.
Or
I can spike
any
one
point.
Now. I can spike one now.
Yeah.
I'm not tall
yeah.
enough to spike
yeah.
it.
20
so
years
I
later,
jump
were
up.
You?
I jump up and just float it over to an empty spot. It hits. We win.
Score.
She jumps up and down, comes over, double
high-fives.
That means
more than you realize, young man.
She double high-five up high?
Double
up
high,
high?
Up high. Double high-five, arms raised.
Did,
you know what that means.
Chest bump or what?
No chest bump. I put my
arm.
Wasn't,
high, though,
that,
funny, high.
That wasn't a thing then.
I want to know how much
the
story's changed in the last 25 years.
The double high-five, and I melted.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I melted.
Me too wasn't
wow.
a thing back then, man. If you were to cop a few, I would have.
Not at 15, it wasn't.
No. And that's pretty much the end of the story.
Wow.
It was all smiles.
Yeah, it was.
It was a pretty epic memory.
Damn.
I've never been fat. I was like fat as a little kid.
No, but I found a bunch of pictures
sorry,
of you
Josh.
When you were little, and all the smart-ass faces
that's literally
he makes,
your childhood
he's been
dream
making
come
since
true.
He was
really
max
is.
His age.
That was probably like the
you
one
know,
day
I wish
one
it was
of the Josh
cell used. Phone camera days.
Which one?
Because there have been video.
Fun.
That was the one
hold
day.
On, I'll pull them
that
up.
Was the one summer day at Whitewater that Josh probably had to go to church or something instead of playing volleyball all day long at Whitewater.
Yeah, that's, I wish I knew exactly what
tell,
year it was.
Tell us exactly
I wasn't old enough
why
to drive.
You weren't there.
This is me at 13 years old.
Oh, I don't have him on here. I'd have to pull him up
are you
later.
So fat back
yes,
then?
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that look.
He was so fat. He showed us a picture of me.
And
so fat.
Lauren looks exactly the fucking same.
Exactly the same. Both
your
of
twin
you make
looks
all
the same?
Same? No, as each other now. They make all the same
look
expressions.
How much, look how much Ava was Elise.
Yes.
I was there, was yeah.
Nuts.
No, I was pulling up pictures of you. It's insane. Like, all the goofy freaking faces he makes. He was making it age 7.
It'd be funny if like, young Connor was high-fiving people and shit.
Oh, I think there was
full Southie at 8.
Yeah. Oh, I got a picture of him punching me with boxing gloves, so, yeah.
You must have high-fived him or
so,
not high-fived him.
So how does this teacher make it through when, or how does this class make it through when the teacher perishes?
Everybody bonds together and they actually learn a lot about each other.
Think
they,
of the hijinks. Think what they got
to
do.
They have
they
to take care
cover
of
this thing up.
They have to take care of each other. Like yeah. somebody screws
just breakfast
up,
club.
And the rest of the class has to like cover
speaking
for them.
Speaking of people taking care of each other, so here's the next one. The next pilot. So. There's a wormhole. Get it? It's a physics thing. So it takes, what it does is it reaches out into a galaxy far, far away, a long, long time ago. And it pulls through a bunch of Jedis, Sith, and other Force-sensitive creatures, which not everything in that universe is Force-sensitive.
Good term, good term.
Pulls them through to a new galaxy where the Force doesn't exist. So they're just ordinary humans. They're just, they've gone from Krypton to Earth, and they don't have the superpowers.
they don't have the yellow sun.
They ain't got all that shit going on. They can't jump around. They don't have no lightsabers.
I was just going to ask.
Moving shit without moving shit.
Do they, I was going to ask if they have their lightsabers or not.
They do, but they don't work. They're flashlights. They're really good flashlights.
It's really good flashlights.
Because Han Solo used one in episode.
And they're living together and amongst each other in the same city, and they have to, like, one, they're kind of goofy looking. I mean, some of them have kind of, like, you know, lizard-like features and stuff.
Tentacles.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff going on.
Various species.
Really short and got big ears. And talks very funny. Funny talks he does.
But he can't bounce around.
No, he can't bounce for shit. Really, the cane is very necessary. In fact, it's a walker at this point. So what do they do? How do they interact?
The Force, Yoda would be dead instantly, I would imagine.
Instantly? You think instantly?
His species is probably really long-lived, so he'd probably just be an old guy.
Do you think
he'd
be all over Social Security? I want to see them in a coffee shop talking about their problems, and then the Sith walk by. The Sith, yeah, in my mind, are kind of like the guys that got it on, right? They get all the hot chicks. They're doing their own thing. They're just tattooed up. Everybody looks at them like
they're actually just
tattooed.
Successful,
yeah,
people.
They're dot-commers.
They struggled. They live for the struggle. That's their whole
they're
thing.
In the
they
tech
struggle
industry.
To get the power. They want to get the power. They aren't the idealistic.
The Jedi's,
you know,
are kind of like
idealists.
Monks, you know. They're,
yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, we're gonna make cheese and gonna make beer and we're gonna do our own thing in vows of silence.
I'm good. No.
I'm
good.
Do you think that the Jedi's or the Sith would have a better chance of succeeding in this society?
Sith,
our society.
100%.
Sith. We're a Sith 100%. Society.
Sith,
what do you say, Lucas? David? Silent on this.
I hate to do it, but I agree with Kevin.
Sith. Lucas?
Oh, it's definitely Sith. I mean, who's to say we don't have one in the White House currently?
Oh, you went good side, bad side on that.
He's the best lightsaber fighter.
Josh just got triggered.
He's the best lightsaber fighter. People are freaked out by how good he is. He does some really great things. He swings it. He does great things.
I want to hear Josh actually get this out.
Let's loop back around to, as a reminder, that the dark side does not imply evil in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, it does imply incompetence in some cases.
Light side does in some cases.
I think Count Dooku is incompetent, personally.
Oh, absolutely
not. Incompetent. Frustrated by his situation.
Yeah. Very successful.
And
as both a Jedi and a Sith. He was frustrated by getting his hands cut off.
No, he was manipulated. He was done wrong twice over.
He really was. The Jedi did him wrong.
He couldn't even build a proper lightsaber. It was jacked up.
What?
It worked.
It fit his style.
Yeah, but it did.
That was his style.
Nice
and clear.
Are you not familiar with the five different lightsaber styles? He's great at one-on-one.
I guess a little.
Don't step to me.
Spinning around.
That might be the title. Are you not familiar with the five different lightsaber styles?
I want to say we covered this in our Star Wars podcast.
You need to go back to listen.
The five styles of lightsaber combat.
He went very detailed on.
We all agree that the Sith would flourish, maybe even in
this
society.
Fighters. They're like cockroaches.
Why?
They're gonna come up from nothing. You leave one Sith left, he's gonna fucking come up and he's gonna fucking. There's gonna be more Sith.
Or is it because the Jedi are idealistic and rely on sheer power to establish their dominance?
I wouldn't say they rely on
that,
power.
They can't survive. But
they're
idealistic. The Sith can make it through some tough times, and they emerge on the other side still surviving. Is that the deal?
Sith are the ones who
thrive in adversity. They're the ones who, they've got that inner, that, I hate to, they're like the Marines in the sense
that's
that.
That's tough coming from an Army guy.
No, they have the worst shit. They get, it's the hardest to get promoted. They get the worst everything. Basically, they get the worst mission. They get the hardest circumstances.
Their whole goal is to find someone to replace them, to train up an apprentice to eventually kill me, take my place.
Well, that is...
Wait, he's talking about the Marines for a minute, but...
I was just going to say, like...
I'm pulling us back to Star Wars.
My dad...
Maybe not.
In Vietnam, my dad was in the Army. They always had plenty of ammo. My dad would sell ammo to Marines in Vietnam. He and his buddies. It wasn't like just my dad doing this, an asshole. Like Marines.
That's an ammo lord.
Yeah, no, like he and his
buddies.
That's
how he made his fortune.
He and his buddies.
An ammo baron.
What's the statute of limitations on this?
He and his buddies would. Would
How
have,
did we lose that war?
How do you sell government property to other government employees?
Extra clips, and like Marines would be out there. It's like, fuck, I got no. I was like, hey, I'll sell you 20 rounds for like $10 or something, you know. And it's still because I was at a base in Iraq, and like Marines would like have been out in the field outside the wire for like 3 weeks, and they'd get to come back for like 3 days, and that's when they'd take their showers and they'd go to the gym and shit, and then they go out for a few more weeks. Like, they just have the hardest shit. I mean, yeah, I know it sucks to be a Marine, but that's, like, their whole thing, too. It's like, hey, we've got it worse than you. They're, like, the people, they're, like, the one-uppers.
And they love it. They embrace it.
That's their thing. They're, like, the people who are, like, one-uppers on how bad you have. Oh, you have that bad? You have to run 2 miles for your PT test? I gotta run fucking 3. Like, you're out in the field for 2 weeks? I was with them for 3 weeks, and I got to come back for a day, and then I went back out. I'm just saying.
The Marines are the fucking dark side of the U.S. military.
No, I'm saying they've got it the worst, but that's what they thrive in, and they're like...
Honestly, this sounds more like you're describing the Sardaukar or the Fremen from Dune.
Fuck those guys. Although, Gurney Halleck was the shit, but...
And will be again.
Right. No, but except for the shit that his son wrote, because that was all bullshit. But no. What I'm saying is, the Marines are like, the Army could kick the Marines' ass.
Oh, it just happened.
Because False. There's way more Army. The Army.
They would need all those people
the Army,
extra. They need the
there's
numbers.
There's so many more, but like.
So the Marines could win 4-1, but they can't win 5-1.
Army can win, like, maybe... Marines can win, like, 2-1, but...
Not according to the Marines.
I mean, the Marines well, are a few not. Good men.
As long as you're playing, like,
the Army are
chess
like this
with
guy.
Swords. But, no, I'm just saying, like, the Marines thrive in that shit. Like, if you put a Marine alone against the world and an Army guy alone against the world, the Marine's gonna do better.
So bring it back to Star Wars.
And I'm bringing it back to the Star Wars because the Army's like the Jedi. There's so many more of them. There may be one for one not as good, but there's so many more that they're going to beat them every time, but one-on-one.
So you're telling me that the mission that the Sith, the Marines, are fighting is better than the mission that the Army, the Jedi, are fighting?
Well, that's where the analogy kind of falls apart, because in the U.S. military, they're all fighting the same mission, but I'm just saying...
Oh, you'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
You're
Marines, pretty naive.
The Marines have the... They're the more of the grunts of the grunts, whereas the Army are...
So if we put all of these
and the
Jedi
Air Force are not even fucking military.
Sith in the same house... How would
things
that
are gonna
interaction,
get real.
Would they get real?
Things are going to get
would
so
they get real.
Real? Things are going to
Who would be the
flight?
First one voted off the island?
Well, I would say probably a Marine, because there's going to be more Army people
Aren't
in that
Sith
house. Are
going to get all the girls?
For
and
sure.
Honestly.
Well, yeah.
The girls sure. love the bad guys. Girls love the bad guys. Yeah.
Faux show.
So I think it'd be interesting. What I want
to
do...
That'd be really, really neat to
this
watch.
This is your homework. This is your
okay.
challenge.
Can't wait.
I want Darren's opinion on all this. I want Darren to weigh in on every bit of all of this. I want Darren to prove his existence to those who haven't met him. Raise your hand if you've never met Darren.
Yours truly.
It never occurred to me this week.
And you both need to meet Darren. And I wanted to know Darren's ideas because he's the best on the pilots. He's absolutely the best.
Yep.
Like, you need, like, 30 minutes of Darren by himself on a soliloquy going off on a pilot. He could do both of these pilots for 30 minutes each. That's an hour of podcasting for you.
Throw in recycling in there and really get him fired up on him.
He needs to go to the IFF and I could trigger his ass left and right with things I post on there. I want to know what he has to say about these pilots. And what we do about these Sith and Jedi that are living among us.
The last time I saw Dan, we talked about fucking getting rid of recycling.
He was fired up.
Had some strong beliefs.
He was fired up. What else do we need to cover?
I think we covered it.
We got it all?
Yep.
We got it all in? I said we go for donuts.
I'm down.
I'm going to go for donuts. You down for donuts? You down for donuts? It's warm outside. It's like 82.
Yeah.
It's 82 in February. Oh, 82 below zero. It's cold as shit. But we're going to go for donuts. And you're going to have one, and you're going to have one, and we're all going to have a donut. You're going to have a donut.
Donuts all around.
Donuts all around.
And what do we do? I guess everything else?
Well, it's
just
fix
it in post.
Just fix it in post,
show.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Good night, everybody.